This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the OSAT plant of Keynes Semiconductor in Sanand, Gujarat today. While inaugurating this plant during a one-day visit to Gujarat, he said that the production to be done by this plant is an important achievement in the field of semiconductors. He said that the chips to be manufactured in this plant in Sanand will reach America. He added that India is emerging as a leading partner in the field of semiconductors.
भारत का सेमीकंडक्टर इकोसिस्टम किस स्पीड से किस गति से किस स्पीड के साथ डेवलप हो रहा है मैं केन्स टेक्नोलॉजी की पूरी लीडरशिप को बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूं मुझे इस बात की भी बेहद खुशी है कि भारत की कंपनी ने सेमीकंडक्टर चिप बनाने में रुचि दिखाई और नतीजा हम सबके सामने है हमारे भारत की अपनी कंपनी केन्स अब ग्लोबल सेमीकंडक्टर सप्लाई चेन का एक मजबूत हिस्सा बन गई है
Mr. Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development works worth over 19,800 crore rupees in the newly created Vav Tharad district this afternoon. Earlier, the Prime Minister inaugurated the Samrat Samprati Museum in Koba, Gandhinagar, on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti today. The museum is dedicated to Jain history and the life of Samrat Samprati, his rule and message of non-violence. The UAE is on a high alert after a series of drone and missile incidents near Dubai and Sharjah. As the West Asia conflict enters its second month and air defense systems operate at full capacity, a Kuwaiti oil tanker, the Al Salmi, was struck by a drone shortly after midnight while anchored off the Dubai's coast. All 24 crew members were safe and no oil leaked. Separately, a drone hit the administrative building of the Thuraya telecommunications company in central Sharjah with no injuries reported. Debris from air defense interceptions later sparked a small fire in an abandoned house in Dubai's Al Bada area, leaving four people with minor injuries. Explosions were also heard across parts of the city around midday as authorities warned of incoming threats. In Bihar, eight women devotees lost their lives and several others sustained injuries in massive stampede during religious rituals at the Maghda Sheetal Ashtami temple at Bihar Sharif in Nalanda district this morning. The injured were rushed to local hospitals for treatment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of the kin of each deceased. The Calcutta High Court has dismissed public interest litigations, or PILs, challenging the transfer of several IAS and IPS officers, as well as various inspectors in charge, officers in charge, and block development officers. A division bench comprising Chief Justice Sujoy Paul and Justice Partha Sarathy Sen issued the order in response to petitions filed by Advocate Arka Nag, who had contested the Election Commission's transfer decisions. Government has extended the National PNG Drive 2.0 till the 30th of June 2026 to sustain momentum in PNG expansion across the country. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that during the month of March, more than 3.1 lakh connections, including domestic, commercial, hostel, mess and canteens, have been gasified. In addition, more than 2.7 lakh new connections have been given and are being gasified. The government further assured that the country has sufficient stock of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG. In order to curb rumours, it has urged states and union territories to disseminate correct information through press briefings. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth or anniversary of the 24th and last Jain Tirthankar Bhagwan Mahavir, is being celebrated across the country today. Mahavir Jayanti is considered to be one of the most auspicious days for the Jain community. In IPL cricket today, Punjab Kings will take on Gujarat Titans at Mullapur in New Chandigarh. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.